MP3. Track 66.
Good morning. So, please tell me, have you ever done this kind of work?
No, but I've done some work which was perhaps similar. I've worked at a couple of outdoor events, such as festivals and charity fairs.
Could you tell me more about that? What exactly did you do?
Well, I checked tickets at a film festival in my city. I worked at an information point during the largest music festival in Poland. I volunteered at a charity fair. I was responsible for the soft drinks stall, where there were a lot of people to serve.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Now, we get a lot of visitors from all over the world here, so I'd like to know what languages you can speak.
Well, I speak Polish, which is my first language, English, and also some Russian and some Spanish. I've used all those languages in practice, so I'm confident I can communicate in them.
That's impressive. Now, are there any questions you'd like to ask?
Yes, please. Could you tell me what exactly the job involves? For example, would I have to organise any activities?
No, you just help visitors get on and off the rides, smile at them and make sure they obey health and safety rules.
Do I have to check tickets?
No, there's a day ticket for all the attractions and that's checked only once at the entrance.
Thank you. I'd also like to ask, what does a typical work day look like? Like, what time would I start work and so on?
At this time of year, the park is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Attractions assistants turn up for work at 9:30, get changed into their company T-shirts, go to their workstations and make sure everything's ready. You have a one-hour lunch break during the day. This could be at different times, between 11 o'clock and 2 p.m. After the park closes, you do a little bit of tidying and administrative work and are free at 6:30. On Saturdays and Sundays, we work an hour longer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy to offer you the job.